This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And it is Jackson Davis with a rebound. Warriors 107-89. Pick and roll, Jackson Davis. Great no-look bounce pass inside to GP2 for the lay-in. That was spectacular.
How about that?
20-point lead for the Warriors. What is, that might be the assist of the night right there.
I did not know Trace Jackson Davis had that in his bag.
Dub Nation, this is Trace Jackson Davis. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studio. You're listening to Stein and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Thanks, TJD.
Man, TJ, I admit, I saw that play and I was like, that was nice. That was nice.
Well, I'll get you changing. I love it.
Spectacular.
I got to do something to you. Just you and Evan.
Real nice.
Can you let me get this one
it's
off?
It's a nice look.
It was.
Real nice
Burn.
Look.
The baseball game World Series went 18 innings last night.
I'm sorry, what?
The World Series baseball game that I'm sure you watch went 18 innings.
Nada.
All right, well, let's see because you like trivia.
Okay.
Can you and Evan guess, in 18 innings of baseball, how many pitches there were thrown?
Oh, I like this. I love
Evan,
this.
Evan, man, he looking like he might already.
That's such a.
I love that.
But
though.
I saw it and said, damn.
Okay, hold how many on. Pitches?
18. Right, I'll let you guys do
whoa,
it.
Whoa, right, hold right. on.
I don't think you guys will come. Let me stop.
385.
That is a just.
545.
Getting closer.
More than that?
Oh, yeah. Well, I just took 15 per half inning.
609. Pitches were thrown.
Yeah, I went like 100.
Well, that's two games.
Times 4. But that, yeah, I probably should have used more than 100. Low.
Yeah, 609. It's a record.
Damn.
What's the best part of that game last night?
Oh, the walk-off and plays at the plate. But Ohtani is the modern-day Babe Ruth. The dude got walked through. Come on, stop. You haven't gotten a little something on
what
the thread.
Happened?
He got walked 3 times intentionally.
Yeah, I think it was 4.
Was it 4?
He got walked 4 times, intentionally 3.
Yeah.
I mean, basically it was 4, though. They threw him 4 straight balls in the dirt in the last at-bat.
That's just... Wow.
And have they already said they're not pitching to him the rest of the series?
He was on base 9 times.
Is that it?
What are you talking about?
9 times in a baseball game.
Ohtani!
Clogging up the base paths. Is he fast?
He
but
slow.
He got thrown out.
Yeah.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how many steals did he have this year, you know, offhand?
He had 50 last year.
Oh, well, when you hit 100 home runs,
he's not on first much.
Dude.
Oh, man.
He's starting tonight.
And they play tonight. He's pitching. Babe!
Wow. He's pitching.
That's incredible. That is incredible.
Look, I appreciate
it
you saying it.
There's no doubt.
God, dog it.
But you know what? I mean,
what?
But Devers is a superstar.
Well, we got Vitello. The Presser Thursday.
A couple things here. This is funny. From the 559. Boxer and Gerson, work injury attorneys, text line. The Lakers are going to be top 6 because of all the free throws they shoot. 40 in one game. That'll never stop.
Without LeBron. Without LeBron. That happened without LeBron.
415, horrible bet, Goo. Once LeBron comes back, the ball is stuck in his hands on offense, and he's a turnstile on defense.
I mean, how'd they look last year? It's Minnesota. They had no height, but the Warriors got there, advanced.
Minnesota, they killed the Lakers last year.
Yeah, but because they didn't have size.
I don't care what they had or didn't have.
Now they got Ayton.
Exactly.
The bet was top six, though, right?
Yeah.
Well, they were in the top six last year.
Right, and this year they have Ayton.
They have Luka.
Yeah, that, skinny Luka. I like the bet.
Okay. 262. Guru, if this Jonathan Kuminga play continues, y'all should make Steiny wear a shirt for a whole show that says, I was wrong about Kuminga. I was wrong.
Would you do that?
No, but I'll tell you what I would wear. I would wear a shirt that said, Kerr was right about Kuminga.
Your
ass on the glass, dude, finally.
He got 10 of them.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not tolerating any more of the crap from these people saying he did this last year. Whenever he got a chance to play, this is what he... No, he didn't. He's a different player. It's obvious. And if you can't see it, I don't know what to tell you.
It's a continuance from the playoffs.
Yeah, except he's added more to his game now.
You know what? He has. But I didn't like Curry saying the Unks are going to be out. I don't want to watch that game. Where Dre, Jimmy, and Seth, and we're not going to get too many of those if one, right? Not coach's decision. You'll get in trouble by the league because that's the old school load management.
They can if rest it's a peacock whoever they, game. They're all hurt already, probably. So they can, they can figure it out. By the way, you know, it's been 2 hours and we have really been giving Jonathan Kuminga his flowers. Why don't we give flowers to another guy who had a great game?
All right.
Ponzi!
It helped that he knocked down the first shot of the game, but he just looked like the guy we saw all training camp and all last year,
yep.
You know, or the second half of last year once he got it going. And it's a great night for Brandon. You know, he and Moses knocking down 10 threes combined. That was really impressive. Fun to watch, and you know, we feel like we've got a lot of weapons, a lot of depth. I mean, you guys haven't even asked me about JK at 25 and 10 boards, 4 assists. I thought he was fantastic. So a lot of guys really played well tonight.
Look at Kerr.
Man.
He's got a new teacher's pay.
And look at the media. They didn't go ask him JK first.
707. On the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line.
Give it to him.
Kuminga had 20 rebounds in 187 minutes against the Wolves. Nobody has seen this JK before. And he'll wear a shirt too that says Kerr was right.
I mean, man, Stoney, this, like, I know there, hey, you don't even have to say it, but you had. It's early. I get it. But boy, you got to be excited just for this kid, Kuminga, and this start. But, yeah, man, why would you want to say bye-bye or try to go get something for this if this keeps up? And just imagine if something happens now and I got to slow my roll to Curry or Jimmy. You got to feel like you're in good hands if you got Steph in this version of Kuminga or you got Jimmy in this version of Kuminga or whoever else, if Dre were to go down, you know?
Yeah. The way I look at it is – and I'm going to do this all year. We're 4 games in, but Kuminga's having a great year.
Mm-hmm.
Curry's having a real good year.
Draymond on
Butler's
his podcast,
been fine.
His new podcast, Evan Let Me Know, said on Odyssey that Curry was his MVP favorite.
Well, that's called pandering to a teammate, which is fine. But they have minimum game requirements now, so he'd have to put together another big season of games.
You know what that number is?
65,
I
think. 65. So anyway, Pods was also good.
Pods can dunk. He was good yesterday, man. You got to give it to him.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. The Golden State Warriors are now 3-1. We've got Brian Geltzeiler coming up at 1 o'clock, Sirius XM NBA Radio. And he's just the man.
Dynamite.
I'm waiting for the first national guy to write off the Warriors.
But how
everybody is high on them this year, it feels like.
And they were high last year as they entered the play. They're the, remember this? They're the team you don't want to play. Yeah. So we've been down this road before. Now we just got more reinforcement with Kuminga, this new version of him. Dude, I love this other three, the second big three with Pods, Moody and Kuminga, man. And Buddy Hield, you know, he didn't have his best game. You still got him out there? I'm sorry. I'm not letting you take away Quentin Post's blocks. It's not he had two.
Right. The one John Morant threw it right into his armpit. Are you going to say next that he's a great defender?
No, I'm not. I'm saying I can see some improvement, man.
By the way, I always like to hear Quentin Post's accent. Who was the best player on the floor?
I think Draymond was great. I think he was the best player on the floor tonight. And you see, you know, he really got the crowd going, made some huge plays defensively, knocked out some shots. So, he was great.
I agree with you.
And so is the plus minus. Draymond, Steiny scored 7, but was a team high plus 18. Dude, that dude can take your soul. He's that dude you play with on the street. You know, just the one you feared, you just knew.
Right, when you're playing in Latin America.
What's that mean?
When you're playing in Spain.
I'm talking about the streets of the Hume, baby. Dude is mad.
Salty old Dama.
Now, what about the dance he did, though? When did he know he was going to do it? I'm watching him like, Evan.
What a piece of work
this dude's. Who's his choreographer, man? This dude, man.
That was kind of weird.
I thought it was extremely weird.
Well, I didn't dislike it like Steiny did, but I was just like, it's just so random.
That's what he is. And then dude misses both free throws. Don't tell me he wasn't rattled. That's all I'm
That's my point. The guy knows who he can rattle and who he can't. And around the guys he can, well, he can be a little bit meek.
But isn't that genius? Knowing,
sure, it's genius.
Picking your foe.
It's also called the easy way out. It's also called gutless.
Well, he went after Gobert. We saw that. What you mean,
Rudy?
7-footer.
Well, you don't pick on guys you can't beat.
He's like, whoa.
You guys love the home teams.
Oh, wow.
Why would you pick on someone that's gonna hurt you when you prod them?
Because maybe you've got some dignity.
But how many guys in the league
like Charles Oakley wouldn't bother with Salty Aldama?
No, but he was like
that's what I'm saying.
Go ahead and read that.
Yeah, he also wouldn't mess with Bird.
There used to be a heavyweight division, Steiny Oakley. Xavier McDaniel, real thug life. Like, you got a head on this. Maurice Lucas. How many Draymonds are in this era of NBA? Not many. Julius Randle.
What about him?
I'd put him in the Draymond Club, like nasty.
He's a terrible defender.
No, just nasty, like, he'll throw down. There's not many like that that'll go there mentally like Dre does.
He won't go there either.
He went there last night.
No.
Okay. Then the horsey.
Okay. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
No, but seriously, Sonny, give me another guy that's like Draymond, of that caliber.
Listen,
I mean, it's Mahorn type.
Well, listen, to me, those guys played in a different era, and Draymond gets to play in this era.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Yeah, the Anthony Mason type dude. It's not Dre's fault, but yeah, he's one of one.
It's not really hard with Draymond for me.
Well, it's not really hard.
It's not like people say, like, he's a great player.
Yeah.
One of the best defensive players of all time when he was in his prime, and he still has an incredibly high level at times. But I'm done with it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The other stuff. That's all. I mean, I just...
But they need it, Steiny.
Like, I don't know. I don't find it amusing. That's all.
Well, I'm sure he didn't come to the arena last night. I'm a hard foul, my guy, but it happened, and he made a show of it, and the crowd responded. So sometimes I do like antics, Steiny, especially when you back them up.
And that's, I guess, my point.
Plus 18.
No, I'm talking about back it up. Like, there he goes again after Salty Aldama. That's all I'm saying. How about pods on Kuminga?
Let's go.
Yeah, it's just taking that step. Year 5 for him, he's understanding, collect a lot of information from 4 years of playing and understanding what the team needs from him in order to win games. Usually the most athletic guy on the floor from either team, and so just using that to his advantage, getting shots at the rim, getting rebounds. Like I said, it helps the team, and it turns out to be wins.
All right, pods.
The most athletic dude on both teams. Like that, damn. I like that. He said on most nights, Kuminga is.
Yeah. Probably was last night. Best athlete on the floor. The Warriors play 8 back-to-backs from now into the first week of January. The season just started. Why the concern about back-to-backs? Isn't everyone fresh? By the way, Green would not antagonize Oakley or Mahorn.
Yeah, we've already said that.
Well, they wouldn't have even, like, I shouldn't say it.
No, go ahead.
Like, here's the problem that I have. A guy of Draymond's stature should not be going after Salty Aldama. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but bullies don't think like that.
That's all I'm saying.
Donnie, bullies want the smoke.
In the same way that if Draymond played in the same era as Bird and Magic, they wouldn't have messed with Draymond because he ain't on their level. You see what I'm saying there? That's all.
It's Santi.
I know it is.
Well, you're doing the same thing.
What?
You're picking on him.
Who's Salty?
Yeah.
And all the others that you mentioned.
You're doing the exact same thing.
No doubt about it.
No, his name. Why are you calling him Salty, Steiny?
No doubt. Soft.
Because.
Just saying.
Because I actually had forgotten today it was Santi.
No.
I don't know. Yeah, some patterns are repeating themselves. That's all. That's all. Hey, by the way, maybe some of my negativity is because I got some bad news today.
Oh, man, you've been fired up. What? What can I help you with?
So I'm listening to the radio the other day.
I'm not your guy.
And, of course, our our sister station, Alice,
yeah.
Sarah and Vinny.
Yeah.
So I'm listening to them, and they have one of these contests where they've got an artist who's going to perform at a very small venue.
Oh, I loved it.
It's called a session.
Okay.
So tomorrow they're having there's a session at a secret place where an artist is going to play in front of like 40 or 50 people.
I seen Rafael Saadiq in a venue like this years ago in Sacramento. I can't name the venue though.
Who is he?
It was private.
Who is that?
From Tony.
Oh.
It never rains in Southern California.
There is no way that a contemporary artist wrote that. That song is from 72 years ago.
It's one of their hits, though.
Nevertheless. Yeah. Nevertheless.
It feels good.
So the guy who's doing the show, I'm not going to lie, he's not one of my all-time favorites, but I'd love to see him in a room with 40 people.
Okay, who is it?
Billy Idol.
Uptown Girl.
That's Billy Joel.
Billy Idol.
Billy Idol's dancing when you're... So anyway, I start making inroads to see if I can make it happen.
Yeah.
Concert's at 2.
Well, you get off
tomorrow.
Couldn't you get there while it still probably hadn't even started? If you really wanted to.
No,
you can leave a crossover early.
No, because it's one of these things where, like, they open the doors at 1:55 or 1:30. You're in by 1:55, and if you ain't in, you ain't getting in.
So what's his biggest hit?
Oh, hey, boss.
Look at him. What's his biggest hit, Billy Idol?
Dancing with Myself, and also Rebel Yell.
With a rebel yell, and a maw, maw, maw,
yeah.
Do you hear the cat screaming? Oh, my gosh, that was awful.
Randomly, you were talking about this. The big dog came through and got you a ticket. Now
I can't go, though.
Why?
Because I got to be there by 1:55.
You got to be there by 2. I'm thinking about letting you out of the crossover.
Oh, look at well, you're out every day, like, but yeah.
I mean, but you're going to have to get the okay from Willard and Dibbs. We're not saying where it is,
1:42.
You might be able to, I don't know.
Leave it. I actually know about how long a walk it is. It's 15 minutes.
But you understand the plane doesn't go down when you leave. You could leave at 1:30.
I don't know about that.
Please, we can handle it. Dude, you're going to be there.
We'll see.
But did you say once thank you to him for getting your ticket? I didn't hear a thing.
Thank you, boss.
It has to be cleared by Willard and Dibbs.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
I got to... Oh, boy.
Yeah, that shouldn't be hard.
For him.
Hey, Willard.
Willard's going to give you
a day for a white wedding.
Why?
You never heard that song?
No. I said, man. Billy Idol. Damn, Billy Joel, I was singing.
Yeah, that's Uptown Girl.
Yeah.
Well, he has another few bangers, too.
So you excited now?
Kind of.
And I know the venue. That's why you got to be excited.
You can't say it.
I know.
It's a secret.
I know.
And I guess they had a couple winners who called in. And, like, they can go, obviously, Sarah and Vinny.
Will Marcy be there?
No, I don't think so. I've got to tell you, it's a tough ticket. I got to give the boss credit. It's a tough ticket. I can tell you know what? They're producers and they're direct over there. I can tell they're trying to keep it on the down low. Like, they don't want anybody to know about it. It's one of those things where, you know, I go up to somebody and go, hey, Billy, I ain't chance to get, oh boy, it's going to be tough. Yeah. Yeah, it's really hard to get in there.
You got me excited for you. You better go. Well, you got the ticket now. Dibs and Willard will let you.
I'd love to go. I hope Willard allows me.
So, seriously, is he on your top 10?
No.
Where would he work? Top 20?
No. He's famous. Right. He's a big boy. Right. Billy Idol was a big boy in the early years of MTV.
For the purpose of this exercise, though, he is in Steiny's top 3.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Do you ever see, I got to tell you something. Do you ever see a band... And you're in the first row.
I have.
It's just incredible.
At Yoshi's. It truly is.
You know what I like to do? I like to go to a concert, small concerts, get in the first row, and I just like to lock in on the guy playing guitar.
Wow.
It's incredible these
guys. Why not drums? But I get you.
You know why? I'm not a huge percussion guy.
Huh?
More of a string guy. Anyway, Big J in Oakland, back to Wiggins.
Jay. Remember that show? They lost.
That's Genesis or Phil Collins, one of the two. Hey, what's up, Big J? What's going on, buddy?
Good afternoon, guys. Danny, I have a question for you.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah. Pod's rookie year, we kind of saw his, you know, future, right? The way he played, and Kerr kind of bought into it. Do you think he'll buy into Will Richards' play as well, since we've seen a few of his games?
Hey, you know what, Big J? Did you see the clip on, I don't know, it was on social media. It was of the Warriors. They were having a practice, and Kerr was sitting next to Jimmy Butler, and Will Richard made a play where he made a cut to the basket, and he scored a layup. And it was like all informal, and they show Kerr, and Kerr says to Jimmy Butler, that guy knows how to play. That guy looks like he's been in the league few years already. So, Big J, I mean,
sound like Kerr, he's a Richard fan.
Kerr likes him, no doubt.
Well, would you pick him for your 24-hour fitness run?
Yes. Oh, Will Richard?
Oh, he would fit right
in. Man. Yeah. He was the kind of guy I'd love to play with. He could hide a lot of my deficiencies. He would have guarded the best guard.
And Big J, I'll say this. Steiny says it all the time. I didn't always agree. But if this dude is a product of playing 4 years, and when I saw him at the California Classic, I didn't know what it was, but it was a motor. But I'm like, that dude's got something. And his ability to just do simple things as back cut or know when to go, I'm like, he's going to be in this rotation. That's my prediction.
I'm curious to see if Kerr is going to go down that line. It'll be interesting to see. Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you, Big J. Appreciate the call.
What's not to like right now?
Let me tell you something. This guy is a ball player.
Oh. I want to get into that little bit of a conversation we had yesterday after the show.
Well,
it has to do with pods.
Oh, okay.
But
I thought it was
careful.
Yeah, my boy.
No.
Yeah.
You guys.
You take stuff to air without getting authorization. Like, you've committed many flagrants. And I let them go. But we just got to improve on that. My phone has rung.
Have
after
I
the
ever
show.
Done anything? Hey, Evan, how was the date last night? That's as cold as it gets.
If you're single.
Especially when you knew coming into the show, the date was a nightmare.
No, but he's not a creep. He's single, ready to mingle. Now, if he was doing 10 other things, then I'd be throwing him under the bus.
Well, by
the
way, break here.
Yeah, real quick, by the way, the woman who just walked by, her name's Sarah,
we'll get
not
into
Lindsay.
That.
Oh, no, Laura.
Southwest.
No, Lauren.
You want to get away?
All right. Brian Geltzeiler coming up at 1 o'clock, and then I'm going to share a conversation we had about pods, and I'll admit that there are things I don't know about basketball. How about that on the other side? What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
I'm bugging me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.